Well, we're now joined by the esteemed gatekeeper to Valhalla, yeah. Mr. Brian Noble.
Hello, Michael.
Well, we might not be in Valhalla, we're here at Oddsall. Brian, some exciting news has just dropped for Bradford Bull supporters. The club have announced the return of James Bentley on a three-year deal for the start of next season. How exciting, how big is this news for the Bradford Bulls and Kurt Haggerty's side moving forward?
Well, I think it's a really exciting. He's familiar to the club. He's from this area. It's one of our principles is to try and encourage people that have been at this club before and understand that we're making good strides. We've had a great season so far in a lot of adversity, and people can focus on that. They haven't. The Bradford fans haven't. The board haven't. They've looked clearly to what's happening in the medium term and the long term, and I think it's a super signing.
When you look at James Bentley, he wins every moment, he's ultra competitive, and he does have vast Super League experience with his time at St Helens, Leeds and now Warrington.
Yeah, I'm a fan, and clearly Kurt's a fan, and he brings aggression. He's very, very competitive, you've said that yourself. People see that, and along with John Bateman, I think there'll be a few people scratching their heads as to how you best them next year. But that's for next year. We've still got a little bit of this year to go. But I'm thrilled that, firstly, that he's decided to join the Bulls because he had other suitors. And secondly, that, you know, we'll see the best of him next year.
When you look at his style of play, Brian, very sort of similar to some of the players who you used to play with, Kyle Fairbank, etc. You know, he does play with that natural aggression and intensity. Is that something, you know, that you feel, you know, Kurt has needed to bring in?
No, these are Kurt's decisions that, along with everyone, we discuss everything, and I think it's a good decision. Now, if it turns out to be anything like Kyle Fairbank and the things that he did for this club, then, well, we watch out, because not only a close friend of mine, really close friend of mine, but I think to liken him to Kyle Fairbank, he's got a couple of notches to go up as James in that respect, but I'm confident he can do it, and I'm confident he can be that type of player for sure.
As someone, Brian, who has lived, born, breathed, you know, you're an honorary freeman of the city of Bradford.
Yeah.
When you bring in those homegrown players back, like John Bateman, like James Bentley, like Cameron Scott, how much of a boost, how much of a benefit is that going to be next season, knowing that you've got players who have grown up on the terraces watching the Bulls and now they're back representing them in that red, amber and black?
Well, it doesn't make squat diddly unless they play. They've got to play first and foremost. The fact that they have a familiar environment and their families are closer to what they've achieved. They've been ploughing the furrow elsewhere, haven't they, and grown. But I think they'll grow some more. I think that comfort of being here will help them. But it's the same if we've got anybody from Toowoomba or the outback in Australia. This is a really, really good and special club, and people need to want to play. I just don't. The principles are, if you're here for money or you're here for some other ulterior reason, it'll be a little bit harder for you. I'm confident all the players that have played this year have been fiercely proud to play for Bradford. Now, that's the kind of environment Kurt engenders, and I think that becomes apparent when you speak to the players and you speak to the fans who engage with the players and you speak with Bradfordians. We're all very, very proud Bradfordians, and even the people that come from overseas or from different parts of the UK have to encompass that in their approach. It's a good club, and it's going to get better and better.
Kurt announced this week some more players leaving, Brian. I think there's 10 officially announced, and obviously James Bentley becomes the fourth new face coming in. Clearly there's going to be a lot of transition and change at the Bradford club as we leave 26 into 27, but when you look at that sort of overall big picture and that journey, certainly exciting times.
Well, that's progress. You know, everybody knows the team was, or the squad was, cobbled together at short notice, which is never ideal. You know, some people have kicked on and some people haven't. That's life as well. So we're looking to improve the squad. It's as simple as that for our fans and for our prospects next year. That's never changed as long as I've known the game be around. You know, I think there are some exciting things happening behind the scenes in the game. You know, the engagement of the NRL at last, at least something now has been done, and I think we'll see that grow to a finish one way or the other. But, you know, I'm a big fan of rugby league, and I wouldn't want to... I've given you a long answer to a short question. We want to create this club in the light as it's been before, but it's also its own identity as well. You've got to keep up to speed with what young people want now, and we're trying to achieve that too.
Brian, while we've got you here, we appreciate your time. You've been very, very vocal on the international scene, international game.
Yeah.
Great Britain, obviously, who you played for, who you represented, who you coached and managed.
Yeah.
Don't need me to tell you about that famous evening in Sydney in 2006. But what do you want to happen? What do you want to see happen?
Well, it's pretty simple. We want the international part of our identity being reinforced and going back to Great Britain rather than split as Ireland, Wales, Scotland, and England. And the reason is simple. I think the heritage of our game is built around that brand. I think internationally, our international game is recognised as that brand. You know, if you go to Australia, everybody remembers the Lions and what the Lions did. And clearly it's 50 years plus since we beat the Kangaroos in a series. But that's got to be the ambition. That's got to be the aim. And, you know, in the introduction of this, we jokingly said of the gatekeepers of the halls of Valhalla, well, I go to dinners with the Lions and I'll tell you what, I feel like an imposter sometimes with the royalty of standard of the humility is unbelievable with the players and the people that have represented our country in famous moments. And I go as recent as the Adrian Morleys and the Gareth Ellises and Keith Seniors and absolute icons of our game. And we shouldn't lose touch with that. And I think we can rally around a brand that I think, I'm hoping there'll be open doors to the suggestion we're pushing hard, and we'll see lots and lots of things in the next coming weeks as to why we're pushing hard. It's not financially driven. It's nothing to do with that. If at our dinners we raise money, that goes back into the game and helping Lions that are not as fortunate as some others and players in the game that are not as fortunate as others. So it's a worthwhile cause. It's a worthwhile brand. It's an absolute... Our game's built on the brand. So I'd be surprised if there were too many closed doors put in front of us.
Thank you for your time, Brian.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.